On a sunny August morning, Robert Wirtz walks outside of his Mechanicsburg shop and over to a long column of stone that's laying on its side, and he picks up a power tool. Robert's business, Igneous Rock Gallery, is all about making water fountains from natural columns of stone.
It's lit. You know, the lights come from the bottom. Water comes tumbling down over all those little undulations in the rock. And you see this shimmering light and something about the sound of water flowing and the way it looks when it comes down over an ancient 45 or 50 million year old stone spire. It just takes you someplace, you know, and it's a pleasant thing. And sometimes I get in that kind of a zone just sitting here by myself where I relax for a moment, things slow down, and I look at one of these and I just don't get tired of it.
Inside his shop, the place is filled with columns of stone. There's different lengths, there's colors and textures. And what he does is he groups different columns together in a creative way and then plumbs them so that water can flow out of the top of each column.
But I take the time to get acquainted with the pieces. And this stuff has interesting twists and curves we call motion. And sometimes you'll find like a real gentle S shape and a twist in the rock. And then eventually you find another piece that has a similar characteristic but is a foot shorter. And if you put those next to each other, you got the staggered elevation, and you also have one sort of mimicking the motion of the other.
But these aren't just random columns of regular old rock. There's something incredibly rare about these stones.
Well, the rock itself is called Beaver Canyon andesite. It wasn't called anything until the geologist who has this claim on it named it. And it comes from Beaver Canyon area of the Okanagan Highlands in Washington State, which is way up in the northern part of the state. In fact, you can see into Canada. It's right up there on the border.
He came across our stone. He liked the material, and then he wanted to see what he could do with it.
Greg Prescott runs the quarry in Washington State where these rocks are formed, and he says that about 44 million years ago, there were major crustal upheavals that caused these giant troughs in the land to be formed, and these troughs got filled when volcanic material poured into them.
These particular flows that formed this very unusual columnar stuff poured out near the end of this process. As they slowly and properly cooled, they cracked and formed these hexagonal joint patterns that go from one cooling surface to the other. And thus we wind up with the columns.
The rocks weren't initially very colorful, though, at this point. That was the last step, which occurred roughly 20 million years later when hydrothermal fluids kind of percolated up through the rock, depositing oxides and sulfides on the surfaces, which is where the colors come from.
You see almost black here, and then there's like an eggplant purple, and here's a color that kind of looks like pumpkin, I would call it. And then there's a brighter yellow, almost like a champagne kind of a yellow. There's olives. There's tans and rusts. It just looks, you know, just absolutely beautiful.
And not only beautiful, but also very unusual looking as well.
When people see it, they have a difficult time connecting it with a natural occurrence. So it's an unnatural looking natural stone.
And whether the fountains are inside or outside, for Robert, it's all about creating a serene work of art that's as timeless as the rocks themselves.
It seems like those moments when you can really enjoy yourself and relax are few and far between. And when that time comes, you got to have a cool place to be to do that.
Robert's work can be seen at the Longs Park Art and Craft Festival this weekend. For the WICF Arts and Culture Desk, I'm Joe Ulrich.